ready to do this now?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Best threesome ever, episode 17. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
I'm Kevin. Holy shit, 17?
Yeah, 17 already.
He's only 17.
Well, welcome to all of our possible and probable new viewers from our pimping out of our podcast.
Yes.
At Convergence.
Thank you.
16.
That's right.
Yeah.
And today's episode brought to you by Mind's Eye Comic in Eagan.
In Eagan, Minnesota.
Eagan, Minnesota.
Medical.
Yes, we met. I met a lot of people and handed out a lot of the best threesome ever things at Convergence, and obviously pimped our show up a little bit. So thank you to all the new listeners, and hopefully they stuck with us.
And I think we need the three of us need to send a special thank you to one specific person who pimped the shit out of our show during con.
Bernadette.
Oh my god!
So thank you, BJ, for just pulling it out.
But she did. It was just something about an attractive woman coming up to a bunch of nerdy guys saying, "Hey, what's your best threesome? Dream threesome?" Somehow that kind of marketing
weird how that works.
Yes, but did you also mention it was a podcast? Did she also mention?
She did.
Okay.
She mentioned it was a podcast every time.
All right, good.
And you know, we always pimped Geek by Numbers along with it.
Right. No, I asked Pimp and Geek by Numbers like a mofo.
Geek by Numbers was pretty well pimped too.
Yeah.
We got about 150
some odd likes in 1 week.
Yeah.
That was a lot of me going on there and going, "Hey,
invite."
And, that was,
and I did the same thing, but I think a lot of it too was there was a few on there that none of us are friends with that.
Yeah,
liked us.
And I only got through like a quarter of my list.
Hey, more people later.
We're at like 200. So.
But the Geek by Numbers is also up online too. TheGeekByNumbers.com.
It is.
And that's nice to see. You can find us. You can find Digital and Vellum, and you can find Late to the Party. All it.
And then also the last weekend we finished filming episode one of The Lair.
Yes,
I've seen the raw cut. It is very very funny. So I think it's going to turn out very very well.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of excited to see what it's going to look
really
like.
I really enjoyed both of your performances, and I thought it was spectacular.
I really enjoyed your performance, you fucking porn star.
I loved watching you walk outside playing Pokemon Go.
We'll get to that.
Rob here plays the delivery guy, and so he didn't have a costume yet. And I'm like, all right, I'll go to Goodwill and I'll buy a costume. And I got these brown khaki colored
old man shorts,
yep.
A brown polo that matched it almost exactly. And he puts on this sumbitch, comes in with this package, as though in about 45 seconds he's gonna pull his dick out.
I got a package here.
He's just walking cock forward,
right? I got a dick in a box here.
The costume made the character.
It really did. And you wore that costume well, I have to say.
I can't wait to see that scene because I was in the other room and I didn't see you guys film that
scene. He plays this reoccurring character. And so he just has this quick little interaction with one of our newly found friends who decided to join the team after a quick interview. And
yep.
Awesome.
She is... rather of the busty variety, and so watching them interact, I really did feel like I was filming a porn for a moment.
You felt at any moment you'd hear the music. Wounch, chick, wounch, wounch,
there might still be. Don't come on.
Actually, we do have a mild sex scene in the works. Yeah, it's going to be implied, and you're not going to see much. Right.
Tastefully done.
Maybe some tasteful side boob.
Speaking of porn music, you ever watch that cooking show with Jada? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the guy that does the music for her show used to do music for porn. And so if you ever pay attention, yes, because if you pay attention when she's like touching the fruit or cutting the food and you listen to the music, you go, I get it now.
Not to mention the fact that she's a very attractive
woman. Is
Giada.
Oh, yeah.
Giada Michaels, is this?
Giada, is that her last name?
No,
she's married to a race car driver?
Giada something.
I don't know. She's gorgeous. Actually her cooking shows are pretty decent. But I kind of look at cooking shows and go, it's scripted. How well do you really know? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, there are a couple cooking shows I just don't like.
Right. Most of them I don't.
I mean, most of them I just don't like. And any of the travel cooking shows with anyone with, dyed hair.
No.
And a shitty, horrible attitude.
Are you talking about Guy Fiera?
No.
Or Fiero? Yes. Fieri?
Yeah.
Fieri?
Fieri? Is that? We all know I'm horrible.
Guy Fuckface. That is my answer.
That one.
That guy. Got it. He always wearing his sunglasses. The guy who always has his sunglasses behind his head and he never puts them on.
Yes.
Dexter Holland from Offspring's Frumpy Cousin. Got it.
Yay, Frumpy.
Actually, the only cooking shows that I really like are like the Beat Bobby Flay or like Cutthroat Kitchen. Or not Cutthroat Kitchen, the Chopped one.
I also get the feeling that Bobby Flay's kind of a dickbag, but...
I think he is, too.
I worked for a chef back when I was one of those things.
Right.
Who went up against Bobby Flay and Iron Chef America.
Oh, shit.
And? How do you...
Beat him.
Really? Nice.
I was...
Good for
him. I was actually wondering more if my assumption of him being looking... He just kind of looks like a smarmy dickbag to me.
Oh, of course he is.
He described him as kind of a smarmy dickbag.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't doubt that one. All right. He seems... He seems that way because if you watch his like Beat Bobby Flay show, like there's occasion where it's clearly not scripted, but he just comes across sometimes as a complete just douchebag. But he's trying not to be because there's an audience, and
I don't want to assume that he's a dickbag, and
no,
I would
be
pleasantly surprised that if someone had said no, actually he's a really stand up guy and nice guy, and I was like, oh, okay, that'd be cool, but no, it doesn't surprise me.
Smarmy dickbag. Yeah, right. So back to Convergence. So the last episode was recorded at Convergence, day one of Convergence 2016 in Bloomington, Minneapolis, whatever city.
Smart decision on our part, because by Sunday I was destroyed.
Yeah, there's a few good nights of.
It was a fun weekend.
It was a fun weekend. So I didn't like actually hang around with you guys a lot during, which was my bad. I'm not going to get into that, but what did you guys do during Convergence? I mean, obviously, I saw Kevin. You got in costume.
Yeah, I did. I did the big Marvel meetup as Dr. Doom.
That lasted way longer because
he started as Daredevil and then came back as Frank Castle.
That's right. Yeah. So Daredevil.
A great photo shoot. Lasted a really long time, but all of it was well worth the sweat. I bounced around a little and hung out, met some cool people, did some shopping, bought some cool stuff, like you do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, got super drunk, made out with strangers, still don't know that one girl's name.
Good for you.
He's
no
like,
idea.
Kevin's got the look like he's really drunk.
I feel like Ashley knows that I should ask her.
All right, fair enough.
Were you guys drunk Saturday night?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great cosplay there. Like,
there was.
There were
two girls who were there as Samus and Tank Girl, and they were phenomenal.
They were so good. I briefly saw them. I saw the Tank Girl. I didn't see the other one. But it was very good. Very good Tank Girl.
Yeah.
There was one of my personal favorite was this. I'm going to assume boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. I don't know. But anyways, the first time that I saw him, he was Kylo Wayne and then Garth Vader.
Oh, they were awesome. They were awesome.
Okay, and her drumsticks were like little lightsabers.
Yeah.
Hang on.
His name's on my Facebook somewhere, but...
Hang on. That the Garth... Wayne was, or the Garth
Vader.
The Garth Vader was a woman.
Yes, because the next day they came.
No, I did not know that.
Be nice.
No, I just didn't know it.
Because the next day they came as, because I didn't recognize him at first because he was wearing, because she had blonde wig on as Garth Vader, and the next day she has black hair.
Oh, okay.
Which is her natural hair.
Oh, sure.
But they were the prince. Kylo,
Purple Ray and Kylo Rain.
Kylo Rain, yeah.
Yeah, they brought it to the yard.
Man.
Yeah. They were some of the fan favorites.
And his lightsaber that was like the Prince guitar with the symbol.
But also looked like a dildo.
Yeah,
a
totally
bit,
did.
A little more than a little bit.
A lot of it.
One of my favorite costumes was actually a guy and his girlfriend came as Liquid Ocelot and Metal Gear Ray.
Oh, yeah, I did.
What?
Blew me away. Absolutely blew me away.
Did you take a photo of this?
I did.
Oh, I want to see it.
Is it
on your book of face?
It's on my Facebook. They were absolutely my favorite. Just incredible.
Yeah. There are a couple that I really liked this year. Neither of you got to the Hamilton room, so you didn't see the Hamilton cosplays.
I did. I was next to the Hamilton room.
I saw you as you walked by, and
I was near it, especially during the sing off. I never went in it though.
I didn't get to many of the rooms this year.
I got to one room.
I don't know why, because I was like last year. I was in every room.
Right.
But this year, I just didn't get to that. Probably because Saturday night, for the first half of the night, I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
I was feeling like just a box of asses.
I went to a few of the rooms, hung out mostly at the Spartan room.
Spartan room was cool.
It was cool. But yeah, I saw a few of them. I went to there was a Rocky Horror room. There was a Star Trek room. The Star Trek one was... The Star Trek one was actually...
Sometimes I wish this was video. I really do.
Yeah, it'd be fucking great.
These are the moments where Kevin and I make faces at each other and Nick keeps talking.
And I flick you both off.
Yeah.
But the Star Trek room was actually two rooms, which was really cool because you walked into the one and it was like the original Star Trek, and then you walked into the other one, which they were connected, and it was the alternate universe Star Trek of the original series.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and actually...
Complete with lens flares?
Complete. No, it was old school. Original.
Oh, okay.
Like original.
The mirror universe.
Yeah, the mirror universe. Thank you. That's,
everyone had a goatee.
Oh, wherever.
Thank you. Yes, the mirror universe.
Where everyone, including...
And my favorite... When I walked through that room, I was in my Jedi outfit, and then out front of the room was Captain Kirk's chair, so I took a picture of me in my Jedi outfit in Captain Kirk's chair.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Which I thought was... I don't know. I was like... It's funny to me.
So, as far as cosplays go for the weekend, I enjoy the clever ones.
Yes.
And the really, really clever one that I saw was the, there's a guy who does Joker every year. Like, he has a Facebook page called Mr. J.
Yeah.
But he had two ladies following him around.
Yes, who were Harley
Quinn. The Jokerettes.
Were Harley Quinn's granddaughters from the Batman Beyond movie, from Return of the Joker.
Yes, that's the one.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great animated movie. If you haven't seen it, you simply must.
You should. Oh, God, you should.
Just a great connection between Batman Beyond original Batman animated series.
It's not on Netflix. No.
I have it on DVD.
I want to see this.
It's super good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, to be fair, so is the entirety of the Batman Beyond series.
It's true. And this movie is wonderful. And you have to watch the DVD version because it has the original version, which is much darker.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I really don't want to spoil it for once.
No, don't.
In one version, it's gas, and in one version, it's a gun. So. Yep. Very, very, very emotional, very fucked up scene.
Well, and that one that was on Netflix that we talked about a couple podcasts ago, it was on Netflix and...
Flashpoint,
mm-hmm. Yeah. With Bruce Wayne's father as Batman, which was great. But that was fucking violent as shit.
And this one predates it by quite a while.
Okay. Well, Batman Beyond was... Years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was early...
Late 2001, 2002.
Yeah, early 2000s,
When they released Return of the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Batman Beyond was like
2002, yes. Yeah.
Which I got into at first, and then I stopped watching it. I think I just got too busy. But I like the original Batman Beyond. But I like the original animated Batman, too.
Yeah, if you can find Batman Beyond, watch it all the way through.
It was on Netflix for a while. I don't know if it still is.
It was.
I don't think it is anymore.
We'll have to look.
Yeah, I was just about to
look. Everyone's got to look.
If you watch through the whole series, great. Then, God damn it. But then, as a capper to the series, watch Batman Beyond Return of the Joker, and then watch the last episode of season one of Justice League Unlimited.
Where they connect the whole thing. Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
All these things I have to watch now.
Yes. Also, you should watch Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
Sadly, Batman Beyond is not on Netflix
it's
anymore.
Not, okay.
All they have Bastards. Is that new weird Batman.
Maybe I have to...
Batman series.
The Batman, which won Emmys, though.
But it was super weird. Like, Joker had dreadlocks and was completely crazy, and then they do have the old 1960s Batman movie.
Yeah, they do.
And then they have the Son of Batman animated movie.
Yeah.
Amazon has the entirety of the 66 TV series, though.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So good.
It's so much fun.
Cesar Chavez and all this mustachey goodness.
No. Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero.
Cesar Chavez.
It's the ghost of Cesar Chavez. Yeah. Why do you look like Cesar Romero? Because you don't know what Cesar Chavez looks like.
That's right. That's where I got that from.
Cesar Chavez.
That's one of the few that I know.
Cesar Chavez is
100% back.
A little bit different than Cesar Romero.
Yes.
Cesar Chavez led a thing about Farmers Union. And
you're a Farmers Union.
Your mom's a Farmers Union.
And there's a street in part of South St. Paul named...
His mom actually is a Farmers Union. I found that out.
Oh, really? Wow.
Hey, easy. Speaking of, this was kind of a random.
Hang on. No, fuck it. The joke's gone. Never mind.
Oh, I was just going to say, I kind of knew this, but apparently Ernie Hudson lives in Minnesota and has lived here for the past like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, I saw that article too. I did not know that.
Because really? How I Met Your Mother really made it seem like he lived in New York.
No, he lives.
Yes, because a TV show should be accurate.
Hey.
Which is funny because they could have had Marshall, like, bring that Minnesota connection with Marshall.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
But yeah, Ernie Hudson, according to a Star Tribune article that was released in the last couple days.
Yeah, it was.
He splits his time between L.A. and Burnsville.
Which is, because I remember when I used to work
Which is not going to help me to promote Mind's Eye Comics, because now I'm going to think of Burnsville every fucking time.
This fucking guy.
Write it on your hand. We'll write it for you. which is funny, because when I worked at Old Navy, and I worked loss prevention there. I remember I was on the floor once, and I remember seeing Ernie Hudson come in. Yes, I worked loss prevention for Old Navy, Rob. It's not that funny. It was a great job. It was actually a really fun job, and it paid well.
And I'm glad for you. It's just I have no idea why I found that so goddamn funny.
Because it's fucking Old Navy, and it's like the black sheep of the Gap family. Which is true.
Yes.
It's 100% back.
But he walked in with his family, and I'm like, I'm looking at him, I'm like, is that Ernie Hudson? And I remember getting on the radio and be like, hey, guys, bring up camera, whatever. Look at the dude. Is that Ernie Hudson? And we had a discussion about it, and sure shit it was. We're like, oh, yeah, we kind of agree that we all agreed it was Ernie Hudson. We had a lot of famous people come in. The midget from Seinfeld was there.
They prefer little people.
I'm sorry. The little person. I'm sorry. It wasn't made to be offensive.
Fuck it. Midget.
I don't like Seinfeld. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't.
That's all right.
I just wanted to give a shit about saying midget.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There are many that find that offensive.
There's quite a few other ones.
I, however, do not. And my opinion matters very much in the little person community.
Right. But back to Convergence.
Ernie Hudson.
Sorry.
Well, I was going to go back to Convergence.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We're
going to keep looping back to that.
We're actually going to go back to Convergence. I'm going to need to open like four of those bottles back there. That's what I'm going to need to get
to remember your drunken.
Yeah, okay. It's to get the sense memory going.
Right. Yeah. Well, we did say we were going to bring alcohol back to the show.
Oh, that's true.
We stopped.
Yeah, we stopped drinking a while ago.
We did. Like, well, I mean, we didn't stop drinking. We just stopped drinking
right before the podcast.
Before the right. Right. There was a couple of cosplays that I really liked. One, there's this guy and his wife, girlfriend, but he did a Submariner. And I'm like, how many people bring Submariner? And he did it perfectly. And he had the perfect body for it and was awesome. And I'm like,
sounds sexy.
He was very sexy.
Maybe it's a mental picture.
I will. He was toned. He was about 6'2".
Face, dong. Start with dong.
Black hair. Very muscular. Apparently, he's into bodybuilding, and so is his girlfriend, wife. I don't know who she was to him. But, yeah. I'm like, Submariner. Most people do Aquaman, but nobody does Submariner. Good call on that one.
Or Namor, if you...
Yeah,
right.
If you're picky.
Oh, by the way, so I don't know...
Namor,
I like
if you're a friend.
I like to collect a few figures, and my buddy Graham collects a ton of the Marvel Legends figures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Which you can find at Mind's Eye Comics, and he can...
you can.
Neat.
There is... Walgreens has an exclusive of Namor, and he looks, his face looks like Charlie Sheen. And it's,
really?
I didn't notice it until Graham said something. I'm like, holy shit, you're right. And so all I could think of was just euphemisms for when he went insane and started having all these catchphrases. I'm now just imagining Namor going, swimming, tiger shark blood.
You're right.
There's another one. There's another guy going around as
Level 7 Poseidon.
Yeah. He was, I can't think of it. Who's the political figure, global warming?
Al Gore?
Al Gore, yeah. He went as Al Gore from South Park, from the Man Bear Pig episode.
Oh, nice. I love it.
And he was having people sign a petition, I gotta tell you about Man Bear Pig, guys, I'm cereal.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did see that costume.
And he was, like, super good, and it was hilarious.
I
like,
did see that
guy. I'm like, I just got to
see that guy.
I got to. He was back in one of the hallways, he had the full get-up, the full Man Bear Pig outfit going.
So, in order to explain how good this guy's costume was, I am not a big fan of South Park. Like, I find it irritating and annoying, and I don't find the humor in it. I saw this guy come up in the Al Gore Man Bear Pig costume, and I looked at him, and I'm like, I don't know why I hate you, but I do. And then he pulls out his goddamn clipboard that says Man Bear Pig, and I'm like, ah, that's why I fucking hate you. You're a South Park character.
Do you not like South Park?
I really don't. I just don't.
Why?
I figured that would be like right up his alley, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's so it. Mm, nope. No. It's weird because I like everything else that Trey and Matt do.
That's really strange.
Like, I like Cannibal the Musical. If you've ever seen some of their independent stuff, like
Team America.
Orgasmo, which made me want to kill
myself. Orgasmo.
I did not like Orgasmo either.
Team America, great.
Yeah, I loved
Book
it.
Book of Mormon. Outstanding.
Book of Mormon.
Oh,
phenomenal.
Basketball?
I don't like basketball. But it's for reasons other than Trey and Matt.
Well, fair enough.
For one thing, I don't think they should be in front of the camera very often. They're better behind the camera.
I loved him in Newsies. I loved him in Newsies, though.
What?
Matt Stone was in the original Newsies.
In the movie?
Yes. Or it was Trey Parker. One of the two of them was in... Look it up, kids. They're looking it up. They don't believe me.
Don't worry. We're there.
He was in Newsies. He played a character named Patches, I think his name was.
Uh-huh. Keep talking. We're looking this up.
So anyways, there's a lot of... I like South Park, although I believe that their first episode, like their first few seasons were good, and then after the Mr. Hanky Christmas episode, it kind of went downhill after that for a couple seasons, and then it got better, and I watch
Parker
it.
Is Kid Blink.
Thank you.
Huh.
In Newsies.
He certainly wasn't a character named Patches, but
well,
he was Kid Blink.
I couldn't remember the character's name.
To be clear, Trey Parker's the slightly attractive one.
The blonde, I mean, the blonde or the brunette?
The one that
straight hair or curly
look
hair?
Like a terrifying white.
So I feel compelled to tell you this is not the same Trey Parker.
What?
It's a different Trey Parker.
Is it?
Yep. This person only has 8 IMDb credits. Small Wonder, Caddy Woodlong.
Oh, yeah, no.
Hull High.
No.
One episode of Baywatch.
Here are the pictures.
Newsies, CBS School Break.
This is
Buddy
Trey.
Farrow and American Dreams.
This is
Dreams.
The actual Trey Parker in the movie.
But they were. They said that he was in Newsies.
He was lying.
Yeah. Well,
clearly lying.
Fuck all y'all.
Unless he changed his entire persona.
Maybe.
And
maybe it was just spelt differently.
And.
But it is spelled the same.
Yeah.
It is spelled the same.
Okay, well, maybe I was wrong.
Well, you were
I'm glad
wrong,
we could clear that
okay.
up. But there was a Trey Parker, so I don't blame you.
Okay. No, yeah.
You get half a credit.
I get half a credit. Thank you.
Yeah.
But the other thing I have to say about people who are in cosplay, it annoyed me a couple times. If you do a cosplay of a character, and I saw some great cosplays, and one of my favorite ones, and this is what brought it up, was there's a guy dressed up as Doc Brown, and his girlfriend was Marty McFly. From Back to the Future.
Were they? Okay, well, I have a point for this, but go ahead.
But anyways, so she's in the original Marty McFly outfit from the original Back to the Future with the flannel and the orange vest and the blue jeans. And I'm like, where'd you come from? Like, the Navy? Where you just come ashore or whatever? You know the line from the movie when he goes back to 55? And they're like, looking at me like, no, it's just an orange vest. I'm like, ugh, if you're gonna do Marty McFly, you should know the movie that you're doing.
Okay. So I have 2 points to this.
Okay.
One, I think you're asking too much of a cosplayer. That's not... I don't think that's fair.
Little... It's kind of an obscure line.
Okay.
Yeah, one, a little obscure. Two, I mean... If someone... My brother does this to me, too, and he quotes shit at me from... When I'm doing my Daredevil cosplay, he quotes shit at me from the Daredevil show, and it's usually a Wilson Fisk line, because he cosplays Wilson Fisk, which, again, he did this year, and again, he looked phenomenal. But he'll quote them, and I don't... I'm like, it was 13 episodes. I don't remember every line. But the other point is, are you absolutely sure that they were Doc Brown and Marty, or were they Rick and Morty from Rick and Morty?
No, they were Doc...
They were Doc Brown and Marty.
Were they?
Yeah.
Because Morty never wears the vest thing.
Yeah.
Not anymore, but in the first couple episodes.
And I even said something to him. I'm like, you're Doc Brown. I'm like, nice Doc Brown. He was like, oh, thanks.
Like, okay.
Like, he acknowledged. If they were Rick and Morty, he would have had like the green stuff coming out of his
mouth. Oh, sure.
And,
right.
At least with like some color or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's a show.
I hate how much I love that show.
I did not get into that show. I've watched a few episodes.
I actually tried not to.
I don't like it.
You know, it's a little hit and miss for me. But overall, it's good. It's just a little hit and miss for me. And it's not quite my sense of humor.
Yeah, same with me.
See, sometimes I'm just in the mood for something completely batshit crazy and ridiculous.
Right. It's like, kind of... Yeah. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, it's like Adventure Time for me.
Okay.
I don't know why. I went through a kick where Adventure Time was basically all I watched. And this is speaking of somebody who does not smoke weed.
Right.
Right.
Like, I watched it sober and enjoyed it. Because it was off the wall and cuckoo bananas, mm-hmm. and that's just what I was really in the mood for.
I put Rick and Morty along the same lines as like Aqua Teen Hunger Force for me, and I
like sure. that the early stuff of Aqua Teen and
I like that a lot too. Sober.
And I've liked a few of the episodes. I don't completely hate it, but it's just not like my cup of tea. And what's that other one with the band one?
Metalocalypse?
Yeah, Metalocalypse.
Oh, that's great anytime.
Never got into that show. I don't know. I've tried to watch them. I've tried to get into them. Just, I sit there and I just feel disappointed when I watch them or not. Mm. I'm not saying they're not funny. I'm just, they're just not my, kind of like, I like How I Met Your Mother, but.
I would love to do a Death Clock cosplay, like a team cosplay.
Okay.
That would be fun.
I've already picked my character, so it's okay.
Who, though?
Swizzgar.
Okay. Yeah.
And I asked Kevin this.
Son of a bitch!
I asked Kevin this, and I think it was something I was going to. He wanted a steampunk character to go with his, so I'm thinking I'm going to do a steampunk Punisher. But I was also looking at doing like a. And I kind of got this idea at Convergence, but doing like a steampunk like Star Trek, which would be kind of fun.
I would join you.
I've seen a couple of those, and they're not bad.
I really want to go to TeslaCon and put together a steampunk Power Rangers.
You,
real bad.
You were going to do something with that. You talked about something like that before. Was it steampunk before?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was.
Yeah, I really want to do a steampunk Power Rangers.
Okay. We should pick one of these and work on it for next year, because it'll probably take a year for us to work on it.
Well, I don't think I'm going to have time to pull it out for TeslaCon this year, but...
Right.
No, I'm not going
when
to.
When is TeslaCon?
November.
Oh, yeah. Right. I think
right.
I'm free
sometime
that
in November is pretty much what he's trying to say.
Middle, late November. Like the week of the 17th or the 24th.
Is that where is TeslaCon?
Madison.
Wisconsin.
Ooh.
There's another one that's...
It's worth it, though. But it's full immersion, so you have to be in costume all the time when you're out. On the
really? Park. You have
oh,
to be?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Will they kick you out if you're not?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They'll tell you to go change.
Shut the front fucking door.
Full immersion. It's wonderful. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you see some amazing costumes. One of the guys...
But all the time, like even at night when you're drinking and all that shit?
There was a steampunk Iron Man who was out, I think, Saturday night.
I
hung out at TeslaCon a couple years ago.
I liked his costume.
He's a really cool dude.
I liked his costume. But like even when you're out at night drinking and all that crap, they want you in full everything?
It's not as big of a party convention.
Oh, okay.
Like people don't get quite as cuckoo bananas at that one.
There's
high tea and shit. it's very much a classy convention.
God damn it. I want to go to high tea and I can't drink tea anymore. Fuck. It gives me kidney stones.
I get that.
Oh, okay.
But no, like they're... Like even if you go to like the pool, you mm-hmm. have to be wearing like old timey swimsuits and stuff.
Old timey or like costume swimsuits? Because if you do like a say you do like Star Trek: The Next Generation, could you wear a Star Trek: The Next Generation swimsuit esque thing?
It has to be kind of like that, like the old like.
So Tesla is mainly steampunk.
It's 100% steampunk.
Okay,
it's just a steampunk convention. But
gotcha.
People still go as like themed stuff from
sure.
from
yep.
you know
right.
characters from steampunk. Like I do my Doctor Doom
right.
steampunk.
Right. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Right.
There's Iron Man and stuff like that.
So you have to go in like a. That's kind of cool.
It's super fun.
How would you do? But I don't. So if you go, if you're a guy and you go to the swimming pools, I mean, you have to wear like the swimming trunks with the
top. And
I love
like
it.
The stripy one.
I love it. I could actually take my shirt off and not feel embarrassed by it.
Okay, right. Interestingly enough, I would also feel that way about it.
About me and
no, me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yes, and. Yes, and.
That sounds actually really cool. Do they do anything to the building, the facade, to do anything, or inside?
No, there's a ton of stuff inside. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to go last year because I couldn't get the time off, but the year before that was like a Land of the Lost theme.
Huh.
So, like, there's like a story every year. So, like, the opening ceremony has like a continuation of the story.
Okay.
And so it was like dinosaurs and stuff. So they had these animatronic dinosaurs that walked
what
around.
The fuck?
And people in like the T-Rex suits.
Nice.
Not the inflatable ones that are popular on the internet, but like the realistic
right.
ones. And they're like these little ones that, like these little stegosauruses that kids could ride and like they move their head and.
Wow.
Yeah, it was super cool. Like so, they go cuckoo bananas on this one.
So way better than the opening ceremonies.
Take a drink.
So way better than the opening ceremonies for Convergence, which
Grego.
Totally sucked.
Yeah.
The opening ceremonies to Convergence, I went once, and that was enough.
Yeah, never. That was kind of how I felt about it. I'm like, okay, I saw it once. Don't ever need to see this again.
Here's... I have strong opinions about Convergence's programming panel. That the programming they do for, you know, opening ceremonies, masquerade, that stuff.
Yep.
No die.
It's all I won't die. It's all run by one theater company here in town, which is popular, but in my opinion is for a select group of people.
Yes, I
and I'm not naming them in case I'm wrong, first of all. Second of all, it's not important.
It's not, but I felt the same way that I mean, I can clearly see that it's a particular theater company or a particular group of people that are doing it. And I don't know if they were doing any of the technical aspects, and that maybe that's why it bugged me so much, because as a theater person, especially as a theater technician, their shit didn't work for anything. Their audio-visual, their video stuff, their lights.
Oh, yeah, no.
Their lighting.
They blew goats this year.
Their lighting was totally horrible.
It kind of blows goats on a yearly basis, but this year it was hilarious.
Especially awful, yeah.
It was, and it drove, I think that's, it drove me more nuts about that. I don't care
Volunteer next year.
I don't care if it's crap.
Agree.
Well, you'll get in for free, and you can get high priority for hotel rooms too.
Yeah.
But talk to them, be like, okay, and like just say, hey, I noticed you guys had some troubles. Maybe I have a ton of experience.
Yeah,
can I be your technical director? Because seriously, whoever you had last year sucked. Fire him.
But nicer.
Don't. Yeah,
it'll be nicer. Usually,
I can give you contact info for one of the guys.
Can you?
Yeah, maybe I'll
try that. They don't. They don't pay anything. You have to volunteer.
Volunteer. It's straight volunteer work, but it's good
perks.
Work.
And there's perks.
There are perks.
Okay. Well, if I get a room, then fuck yeah, let's do it. First of all, if there's perks of like, okay, you get in for free and you get a hotel room and possibly at a discounted rate, I would say that would be like...
I wouldn't say it's get in for free, but it is... there are perks like you will get priority on a hotel room. You will get this thing or that thing. I don't think most people... It's a fan-run convention.
Right.
Probably,
but a lot of those things, to me, as a professional theater technician, I would rather... Those things are actually nice, you know?
Yeah.
In lieu of payment, because my rates are... I mean, I'm not super high, but they're not outrageous, but
yeah.
They're not... I'm not cheap. I'm not a cheap person.
They're market competitive.
Right. Yeah, so maybe I could sweet talk him into some stuff. Anyways,
I used a keyword.
Something else I was going to mention about Convergence.
I don't know, but I have some nerd news that I want to talk about.
Ooh, nerd news!
Yay. Yeah, talk.
So Nintendo, not Pokemon Go.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
The Nintendo is bringing the NES back.
Yes. Yes, the little baby NES. I want one.
But is it going to look... Well, here's a question, though. If you put an NES on a 1080 or, you know, the new TVs now, they look like shit.
Don't care.
Yeah, I don't even give a shit.
Don't give a shit.
For the most part, Xbox has done this because I have Contra on my Xbox. Mm-hmm. Because they're formatted for a square TV, they
correct.
Do have it in a little window with like a little design around
it. I don't care about that.
But I mean, it's...
I just remember playing...
When it's bits, like, you know, when you try and do something like PlayStation 1 or Nintendo 64 mm-hmm. quality on an HD TV, it looks like the back of an asshole. But for some reason, that 8-bit... Because
translates.
It's just little squares.
It just translates.
It still holds up.
Because I was going to say at my buddy Joe's house, we've often...
Because it never looked good.
We often played some GoldenEye on his big 60-inch fucking plasma screen TV.
Nice.
And it looked like horseshit.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But we still had fun.
The nostalgia of an NES game is
I'm
really
with you.
Like, I'll take that. I don't care about the graphics.
Yeah. So anyways, going back to the NES.
Beginning November 11th, nostalgic gamers will be able to pick up the Mini NES Classic for $59.99. Console will be capable of connecting to a TV or monitor by way of HDMI. There will also be micro save points in your games, and it comes with 30 games preloaded.
What?
Like Donkey Kong, perfect. Donkey Kong Jr., fuck Dr. Man. Mario.
Yes.
Dr. Mario.
Original Final Fantasy.
Oh, fuck yes.
Ice Climber.
I never liked it.
I didn't like Dr.
Kid Icarus.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mega Man 2.
Ooh, the best one in my opinion.
Yeah, the bestest one.
Mario
Brothers.
I got
really pissed at that game.
Of course.
Wait, the original Mario Brothers?
The original Mario Brothers.
Okay. Oh, the arcade one where you had to punch each other in the dick.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Also, Super Mario Brothers 1 through 3.
Oh, 3.
Love it.
Beautiful, beautiful creation.
Brings me back to that movie, The Wizard.
The original Legend of Zelda.
Oh, God, yes.
And Zelda 2.
Those are the only two Zelda games I've ever played and beat.
Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link?
Yeah.
The Adventure of Link.
The Adventure or Ventures?
The Adventure. It says The Adventure of Link.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's a typo or not.
It might be. Also, some interesting ones tossed in here. Punch-Out.
Oh.
Yes!
Featuring Mr. Dream.
Fuck yes!
Not Mike Tyson?
Right.
Fuck.
Right.
Why? Probably because I have to pay
the
Mike
licensing,
Tyson.
Right.
Mike Tyson's probably like, I want lots of money.
Here's another good one. Tecmo Bowl.
Yes.
Fuck yes.
Fuck yes, Tecmo Bowl. You get the dream team on that thing. If you do the custom thing, if you have Joe Montana who can toss the entire fucking yardage of the field,
yep.
And then you
yep.
get fucking Bo Jackson. That guy can run at the speed of light. You have those two, you win.
Kevin,
I like Tecmo Bowl.
I love
best sports game ever
I
made.
I love it when Kevin gets super nerdy excited. Oh fuck, I love it. I love Tecmo Bowl too. That was my first football game, and I loved it.
Also being released, Castlevania and Castlevania 2 Simon's yes. Quest.
Oh god,
so hard.
Wait, those are all preloaded onto the NES.
Preloaded
for $60 sold.
Yeah.
Oh god, this thing is gonna sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, this just went to the top of my goddamn Christmas list.
Yeah,
because I mean, Mario Brothers 1 through 3 had me sold, but then you list off
Fantasy. I didn't like 2.
2 is much maligned, and it shouldn't be.
I love 2.
I think 2 is an
2
excellent
is
game.
Amazing. One it was is... never supposed to be a Mario game.
No, it wasn't.
No.
And here's my thing. Super Mario Brothers was the classic, the original.
Right.
Everyone knows how to fucking speedrun that game.
Yep.
It's great.
Yep.
Super Mario 3, everyone really liked it because it was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun, and it expanded on the on sort of the elements of the first one. And really gave you a different sort of feel to the game while still sticking to the classic things.
Right. I am getting an 8-bit Mario tattoo.
2 is a very different game.
It's a crazy fever dream.
Yeah. No. And maybe
2 is all the after effects of all those mushrooms that Mario is eating.
Right. Yeah.
Including him bouncing between...
And you get to play as Princess Peach and just float through the whole fucking game.
Was that?
Yeah.
Luigi's spazzy's jumping ass.
Yep. Also Toad.
Which was that 3 or 2 where you were like the top view was like whatever island or level you were on and you floated around to different things and there's kind of like a little
3.
That's 3.
Okay.
God, that's the overworld.
Yeah, I just remember not liking 2.
Because Super Mario World used kind of that same.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Super Mario 2 was very different. It's a strange game.
And
sure.
I loved it. I love the music. I love the how fucked up it is. I love that the end boss is a frog.
Spoilers.
Oh, shut up.
Right. I'm going to list off a couple more games here, and we'll see what happens. Metroid. Original Metroid is coming back.
Yes.
Ninja Gaiden.
Yes.
Oh, fuck
so
yes.
Hard.
Love that
it.
Game.
Pac-Man.
Yeah.
It's Pac-Man. You can get Pac-Man on my phone. I can get Pac-Man on a fucking graphing calculator.
Right?
Yeah, but you can play Pac-Man as it was originally made.
Oh, Ms. Pac-Man. I would sex that bow right off you.
I remember the Pac-Man cartoon. Continue.
My apologies. Yep.
Galaga, Gradius, Excitebike.
Oh, fuck yeah, Excitebike.
Does anyone else remember Excitebike besides me?
Yes, absolutely I do.
Oh, good.
I played it all the time.
Love that game.
Awesome.
Love that
game. I'm glad to hear that.
I loved that game.
There is a couple missing here at this point.
Paperboy?
Paperboy is missing.
Fuck Paperboy.
Why?
Paperboy is a terrible game, and people only love it because of their nostalgia and not knowing what's better for them. Paperboy is awful.
Okay, but there's a couple others missing. RC Racers.
I loved RC Racers.
RC Racers was very good.
It's the only game I could beat
my
brothers.
I'm surprised you didn't want to know why I hate it so much.
I do.
When I'm
it's
curious,
such a,
I'm
such a fan favorite.
Is that because you were a paper boy?
No.
Okay.
Why
it's
did you
because
hate
they don't utilize half of the screen. It's that weird diagonal, which is hard to navigate as it is. And then you have the upper half of the screen, which never gets used.
Yep.
It's a waste.
Okay.
So you hate it for an artistic aesthetic reasons.
No, that's fair.
And after 2 minutes of playing, I just get pissed and start trying to see how many windows I can break. Because fuck you and fuck your dog.
Have you ever played Paperboy 64?
I have not.
It was delightful. Drink. Sorry, I wasn't trying to do that, but I was like, fuck.
No, never.
Well, let's see. Double Dragon 2, The Revenge.
Awesome.
But not Double Dragon 1?
Not Double Dragon 1.
Weird.
Yeah. It was weird.
Licensing rights, maybe?
The shitty
maybe.
Ninja Turtles game?
No.
No, I love the Ninja Turtles game.
The original?
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Ninja Turtles 2, the second one.
But yeah, those are the ones coming out.
The Ninja Turtles arcade game was super fun.
Yeah.
And then...
But then they had the Nintendo
Turtles
version.
Turtles in Time was super fun.
But what was the one that they had on the... Didn't they have one that was like the arcade game for the console?
Yeah, they had one that was like the arcade game for
that's
the
one I like.
And then they had the Ninja Turtles, the video game. That piece of shit that is impossible. That water level with all the little spikies that's impossible to navigate around. Three useless fucking turtles, especially Raphael with his little spinning size. So all you really get is Donatello, who you can cheat the fucking... when you're fighting Bebop, you just punch him in the fucking head from that little ledge.
Right.
I have opinions on the Ninja Turtles video game, too.
That's fair.
I could never beat RoboCop. It was one of my favorite games to play, but I couldn't beat it. Maybe I just wasn't smart enough to beat it.
That, by the way, that article came from nerdapproved.com. I'd like to cite more sources.
It'll be on the... Well,
yeah. And we'll post a link in the description down below. What I'm looking for now is I'm seeing if you're going to be able to load your
more.
Regular old cartridges into that.
That's
motherfucker.
Because it looks like it has a lid.
Mm-hmm. But if it's
but
a
it
mini,
looks like it's too small for the cartridges. But I'm wondering if it will have like expansion packs that you can plug into that little
kind of like the,
underneath
by,
the
back
lid.
In the old school. We could pop the tape deck and thing in with the wire, and it would come out to your. DVD, CD player for your car.
I'm thinking like a, right like now, a miniature version of the Nintendo cartridge that comes with like 30 more games that you can plug in.
That'd be awesome. Or that's you could custom order the games you could put on it. Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay, so here's what, according to Kotaku, Nintendo has confirmed the console will not connect to the internet.
No, I'm shocking.
Yeah, who cares?
What are you going to do, play Super Mario? In the
well,
internet?
You could download other classic NES
no,
games onto
true.
It.
But then they want to make money.
Well, whatever. Anyways. And we'll not be able to play games beyond the 30 NES classics that are preloaded.
Still worth it.
But yeah, still, but
worth it.
But like, $60 for some
bucks,
great titles.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Which even if you went to some store today and you bought an old NES and you bought all those games, it'd be way more than $60.
Yeah, for sure.
So according to a Nintendo representative.
And you'd have to connect it some crazy how to your coax and that other remember the little two hooks that you had to connect to like an antenna?
Yep.
So, according to a Nintendo representative that spoke with Kotaku, the console is a standalone device, so it cannot connect to the internet or any external storage devices. The 30 games included with the system were chosen to provide a wide variety of top-quality, long-lasting gameplay experiences. Yeah, because Donkey Kong Jr. was great. Moving on. I didn't like it.
It was terrible.
The original's great.
It's terrible.
Original's great.
Did not like either one.
Not so good.
Didn't like either one.
Fuck Junior. Fuck Junior. The device's lid does not open either. So old cartridges are off the table.
So it's just
facade
for design.
Yeah. Aesthetics.
Yeah. I'm okay with it though.
But still, for $60, you get 30 games. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm totally okay with it. Playing fucking Mario Brothers on a 55-inch screen TV. Yes,
rage some Metroid so
hard.
Oh my
god.
Right.
One of my favorite game series Nintendo's ever come out with. I love it.
I wonder if I could get a theater space and
also the girl who was Samus Aran at Convergence was super attractive. She was so pretty.
I don't who what
the why girl who the girl who cosplayed Samus Aran in the Zero suit.
Did not see
it. Oh, she was there the as that like the first night.
Was it the blue? No,
the blue suit with the long blonde hair.
Yes,
I fell in love with that girl.
Yes,
call
yes.
me.
Oh, this is something I haven't seen yet. You should totally stop the recording so we can watch this real quick, because the Star Trek TV series trailer debuted.
What? Well, I guess...
I have not seen this, apparently.
Hold, please.
This is the one we've already seen. Never mind. I lied.
Rob lied. It's a crappy one we've already seen.
Yep, sorry. What happened?
Oh, it was just a... It was a kind of a gag, just a short video clip of an outtake from The Lair.
Oh, okay.
Where Cutlass is attacking me while you're holding her back, and she's just...
Jiggly in all the right places.
Very jiggly.
I still enjoy the
somebody needs to make a gift of that.
I enjoy the little video that was made of...
Megan getting pelted in the head with the machine.
Mike did with the Mario theme to it? Or
dang.
In a couple of the takes, you can see the lump on her head. We might have given her just the world, like just a little mild concoction.
Just a little goose egg.
Just a little guy.
Next next time, I'm bringing my first aid kit.
I told her I'm getting because she slammed her head on the frickin'. We went out to lunch after we did reshoots today.
Oh, okay.
She slammed her head into the back of the the booth we were sitting in. I'm like, I'm getting you a helmet. We can remove that in post, right? Make it look like a beret or something.
Or we turn it into a bit where literally we like have a helmet hanging off her chair or something.
No, that's funny.
That poor girl.
Yeah. Speaking of Nintendo, I suppose you guys can talk 5 hours on this, but we're gonna move on to Pokemon Go.
It's so fun.
First, although I heard that the military was gonna use this as a recruiting strategy now and do Call of Duty Go.
Bullshit. Rumors and calumny.
No, it was a joke. I was seeing if you guys would laugh at my joke.
Oh.
It was a bad joke. No? Bad joke?
Bad joke.
Not even worth it?
Bad. You go 99. No,
sorry. I thought it was funny. Call of Duty Go? Come on.
Wait. What was that?
Bad. You go 99?
Have you never?
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
That,
so Pokemon Go, it's a game that I do not play. I've never been into Pokemon, but Kevin and Rob do. And apparently my apartment is filled with good Pokemon.
Yeah, like so I got here a little early. I sat down in his chair, and there was a Lickitung, a Meowth, and a really high-level Eevee. So
it's like
pretty great.
It's like
which I evolved that Eevee, and I turned into another fucking Vaporeon. Seriously, Niantic, put in a code where it doesn't repeat the Eevee evolution until you've gotten all three, because fuck you.
Nope, I've got it. I know what it is. So
it's not the moves. I've confirmed
it's
that
not,
to be false.
And it's not the moves. You're right. However, I have seen both in the article, and they say, you know, they tried it around the office and said with 100% accuracy this works. And then a friend of mine tried it, and it worked for him. It's an Easter egg from the original anime. The three Eevee brothers, you type in their name as you type in the name of the Eevee evolution that you want, the specific one. So for like
Flareon, Jolteon,
Pyro,
and Vaporeon?
Yeah, Flareon, Pyro. For Vaporeon, it's
Hydro?
No, I'm not trying to remember
Aquios.
The name.
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. I can look it up real quick. But you type in the name of the Eevee brother who had the specific evolution that you want as the name of the Eevee, then evolve it.
I will have to try that.
Yeah,
and I'll tell Crystal too because she has been wanting a Flareon real bad. And she
oh
keeps
God, me too.
She keeps getting Jolteon. I'm like, fuck you! I want Jolteon.
Right? I want both Jolteon and Flareon, but I have a Vaporeon.
I get Vaporeons for days.
Yeah, the one I just didn't want was Vaporeon.
See, and I like Vaporeon. I want them all. It's just you know.
Yeah,
I want the other two. God damn it!
I feel that you guys are speaking a complete foreign language right now.
Good.
Because I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
You don't have to. This isn't for you. This is for us.
Yeah, no. It's just about us. Just about us, man.
Clearly.
I'm finding the article right now.
I'll go entertain myself for a little while.
That's fine. I like playing with myself. I play with myself all day now.
All right.
And take a ball and go home. Fuck you.
If you would like a Flareon, name your Eevee Pyro. If you would like a Jolteon, name your Eevee Sparky. And if you would like a Vaporeon, name your Eevee Rainer.
Jesus Christ, do they have a team of monkeys come up with those names?
Whoa. It's a Japanese series, sir. You're stepping a little close to racism there.
How? How is...
Because the writers were Japanese.
What does that have to do with monkeys?
Well, any use
but
of
no,
an animal talking about another people that isn't white is slightly racist, according to our super PC culture now.
Okay, I guess. I was talking about actual monkeys.
No, I know.
Because a Japanese person would not have named them Sparky or Pyro
no,
or
they
Rainer.
Wouldn't.
Those were Americans.
Those were American
and they were
executives
white,
that
and they
went,
were,
this is funny,
and they
why
were,
not?
They were American, they were white, and they were stupid. And
yeah.
They were literal monkeys.
Yeah, literal monkeys.
Like a chimpanzee, the little monkey from Ace Ventura. And,
what was the name of
and
that
and the
monkey
animatronic monkey from Congo that did the sign language. Those are the three monkeys that wrote this.
And the fourth monkey, the top executive, the monkey from Friends.
Did not really watch Friends.
That's okay. Actually, I think it was the same monkey in Ace Ventura, but I'm not
possibly.
Sure.
Possibly.
I'm not sure.
It was a very popular looking monkey.
Yeah. Capuchins.
A little capuchin, yeah.
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 Yeah. They're cute.
Yeah. They're kind of adorable.
Like Jack from Pirates.
Anyways, so Pokemon Go.
Exactly like Jack.
Yes.
Fantastic. I work in healthcare, and we got a little memo. The 2 days ago.
Oh, this will be good.
That said, just basically saying
to
promote it. Like our cancer center at Methodist Hospital now has 3 poke stops, but they won't let anyone who's not an employee, somebody who's going there, or somebody who's visiting, somebody who's going there, go in there.
Oh, okay,
but they're promoting it because of the health reasons. Jawbone, who does the fitness bands, reported a spike of 63% in steps since the game came out.
Oh wow, that's impressive.
It's doing a lot. It's doing a lot of good. And like I see, the problem is I've been seeing a lot of things like just recently today I saw a video that was posted on somebody's Facebook of this girl who got hit by a car because she was walking in Pokemon. And so like her mother and stuff, she's like, she was playing the game. I just know it. And it's like, quit blaming the game. It's personal responsibility. I've been walking around the town and playing it for ages, and I've yet to get hit. Because I have personal responsibility, and I look where I'm going. Because I'm not an idiot, and I know that my phone vibrates when it shows something cool.
Yeah. All right, so a quick overview of the game for those of you who might not play, Nick.
I'm sorry.
Nothing. Listen to me for a minute. I'm edumacating you.
Okay.
That's right. Edumacating.
So the Ingress servers.
So, yeah, pretty much.
No, that's really what they overwrote.
You're absolutely right. So Pokemon Go is an alternate reality. Augmented reality game where you walk around the real world and you try... what the fuck? You try and catch Pokemon. And you walk around and it shows streets from your Google Maps app...
In a very cartoonish style.
In a very cartoonish style. And throughout the app, there are these little spinning Pokeball things that are called Pokestops. You swipe those, you get free items. Then there's also gyms that you can...
Battle
your Pokemon against other...
Trainers. I'm just helping out with the single words I know you're stumbling on.
I know.
I got your back.
Oh, thank you.
I feel we've gotten to the point where we can finish each other's...
Sandwiches?
Yes. Yes.
Let it go, let it go. Well, if you're gonna say something, anyways, keep going.
That joke was before,
way before Frozen. Fuck Frozen for taking it.
Yeah, no, it was.
I've
the Scrubs episode that uses that joke. Thank you very much.
I know, I'm well aware, but I was just I picked it up that it was a Frozen. I'm surprised that I know that, considering I've not actually seen the movie Frozen. But continue.
Anyways, so
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
So you can battle, and it's getting people out. It's getting people active. So you find these little Pokemon. They appear. You click on them. You throw a Pokeball at it. Hopefully you catch it. There's items that can help you like you better, so you can capture it better. There's supposedly tips and tricks, but hit them center mass. You'll catch them all.
I think I found my next cosplay.
Do it. Fucking do it.
It's from
South Park. You won't like it.
Satan from South Park. Yeah. No, I've seen the movie, and I don't hate the movie. The movie was really good. The
movie's hilarious.
The rest of the show I'm not a fan of. The movie's well written, though.
What I'm talking about is Satan dressed up as Britney Spears from South Park. Anyways, Pokemon, sorry.
So there's all that. You can pick a team when you hit level 5.
If you're a dickbag, you're on Valor.
So
if you're
a
Hufflepuff, you're on Instinct. And if you're cool, you're on Mystic.
So Team Mystic is the popular one?
No, Team Mystic is the hipster one.
And the other ones aren't as cool? What's
So there's a little bit of a digital turf war. So there's fire, ice, and electric, and they all represent the 3 legendary birds.
Fuego.
Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres.
Yep.
One of those 3. And so Team Instinct is the electrical one, which I almost picked, but it was a guy, and I'm like, oh, fuck him, I want to follow a chick. And so basically it was between Mystic and Valor just kind of seemed like they were just Team Douchebag, and Mystic did seem Team Hipster, and I'm like, you know what, I'll go with the cool kids. Yeah. So I did Team Hipster, and that's fine. And then Team Valor, like, as far as I've seen, and going back in my timeline, it really seemed like Valor fired the first shots. The first post I ever saw of something douchey, and I don't just mean first, I mean like first 3 or 4 posts were all Valor.
Okay. I am Team Valor.
Well, you're kind of a douchebag, so it fits.
It's true.
You're not wrong, but fuck you.
Fuck you for being right.
Fuck you for being right, yeah. And here's the reason I joined Team Valor. It had nothing to do with, Team Hipster, Team Douchebag, or Team... Which is Team Instinct.
And I just like blew, and the girl looked cool, and I was honestly, I joined it hoping, because it talked about evolution, I was hoping that it would lead me to better candy discoveries, right. And that's
kind of... There's no actual benefit to joining a team.
And it doesn't tell you that. Like, it really seemed like Valor would find Pokemon with better CP. I really thought that, because you know nothing about the game.
Right.
So my theory was Valor found Pokemon with higher CP, that Mystic would find more candies with Pokemon, but no, it's just a big game of fuck you.
Do you have to join a team?
Yes.
If you want to fight gyms, yes.
Okay.
If you want to do the interactive part, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to play the part of stupid on our panel so that other people out there wondering questions that I have.
Yes.
Hooray!
Play the part.
Yes.
Play the part.
You'll be Team Instinct in this conversation.
Right.
Fuck you! I mean, you're right, but fuck you!
You're damn right I am.
I have fingers.
All joking aside, I don't care about the whole Team Valor, Team Mystic thing that's happening, so long as we keep calling Team Instinct the Riris that they are.
It's true.
And again, I'm kidding. It's a fucking game, people. Enjoy the game. You can have your friendly rivalry, but good lord, stop shit posting on the internet. I'm actually tired of it already. It's really annoying.
I get that. That's why I like the Team Lugia.
Yeah.
Team Harmony.
Yeah, Team Harmony. I like that. And I might share that later. But I haven't shared anything of Team Valor or Team Mystic or Team Instinct or anything like that.
My girlfriend just sent me a picture of two fucking Hitmonlees somewhere. Are those Hitmonchans?
Kicking Hitmonchan.
Hit on you?
Kicking is Hitmonlee.
Oh, Hitmonlee then. Sorry. That's what I meant. That's what I said. That's what I meant. Anyways, so I picked Team Valor for a really, really wonderful reason. Because
your girlfriend?
No, I made her pick Team Red as well.
See, and I and Crystal completely joined Team Red because she likes the color red. I like the color blue, so you know.
I like the color red. I also like the color blue, but I picked red because red is the color of Team Rocket.
Red Rocket.
Have you seen the theory that we're the bad guys?
Yeah, who's the bad guys?
We are
the players.
People playing Pokemon Go. That we're the new team. Like, Rocket kind of team.
Oh, okay.
So, here's the theory. He's like, Professor Willow, you meet him, he gets you a starter, he hands you a shitload of Pokeballs, and then just, without any instruction, nopes the fuck off.
Okay.
And just, all you do is run around your neighborhood, catch as many Pokemon as you can, and send them back to him as droves, where he just stockpiles them. You immediately run out into the world and join gangs, and then as soon as a rival gang builds something up, you immediately tear it down.
Oh,
we're kind of the bad guys, and I love it.
I do too. This makes me want to do a Team Rocket cosplay next year, and I think we should.
I think we should. I saw Spencer and some people doing a Team Rocket thing, and I was a little angry that I wasn't.
Oh, right.
That's what they were doing. I saw them too, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Bernadette, who currently has purple hair from the cosplay she did just recently at Convergence. She did Raven from Teen Titans.
And it was awesome.
She did indeed. It was great.
It was great.
Nick, did you dress up as anything?
Yeah.
You're a great Jedi.
I did Jedi on...
I never saw you.
Oh, that's right. You didn't. Well, I thought you saw the photos. We're not going to talk about that.
I'm just describing it as you noped off.
Yeah.
Okay.
You pulled a Professor Willow. It's okay.
For good reason, though, give me that sort of
for
thoughtful.
Medium reason.
Well, sorry, I should have followed the bros over hoes. Anyways, Friday I did, Thursday I was in the kilt.
If in your position, I would have done the same.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me a little bit of credit.
You're welcome.
But I feel like the three of us next year should do a collaborative costume together.
Yeah, I would like... I think we... Yeah.
So Thursday I did the kilt. I was just a nerdy t-shirt. And then...
Can the three of us do the Inconceivables from Princess Bride? That is the team name I gave in Inigo, Fezzik, and Wesley.
Let me guess. You're going to be Wesley?
I'd have to be. Actually,
I suppose.
Yeah. And I'd have to be...
Fezzik? Yes. Because you're the big, tall guy.
No, he's taller than I am.
Is he?
I figured I was going to be.
That's what I figured. Then I was going to be Indigo.
I was going to be Fezzik.
Yeah,
really?
Because I could just shave my head because I'm already bald.
All I know is that I'm. I knew I was going to end up being Wesley, unfortunately.
Anyways,
it sucks because I'd rather be Indigo, but
we could reverse roll it. We could all.
Yeah, I mean we could just goof around with it. But
anyways, so Friday I did the Jedi.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do it all day. I did it like half day because I didn't want to sit in costume in those. Meeting things, which I'll explain in this, or the panel things. And then, so
I can wait.
Okay, Friday was Jedi, and then Saturday was Pirate.
Okay, Kevin, go ahead.
Can you guys please push me around Garden Court in a wheelbarrow? In a Holocaust cloak?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Oh, God, yes.
Only,
yes,
if you can, only if you can do the voice.
Only if you can. God, yes.
I am the Dread
Pirate. I am the Dread Pirate Wobbles. Oh, God. Oh, it's delicious. I can already taste it.
But you would have to it. You would have to shave your beard. All right.
So, anyways, beards as I back. Was saying, Bernadette, after playing Pokemon Go, we started rewatching the Pokemon anime, mm-hmm. which, by the way, you should.
Oh, I actually did go back, and I had forgotten how big of a fucking piece of shit Pikachu was in the beginning.
Yeah!
What a bag of dicks he was!
What a useless sack of shit!
What a Jesus. Fucker!
Oh, God. Anyway, but that's besides the point. He's still funny as shit. In yeah. For, like, he's a bag of dicks, but he's funny.
Yeah.
Or is it she? I mean, they never really determined whether or not Pikachu was male or female.
They never did. I mean, the voice is a female, Pikachu. So I guess one could argue that Pikachu's a girl.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I know really about Pokemon was the Jessica Nigri Pikachu outfit.
Oh.
If you have not seen that,
Google it.
And then you can
Google yourself
all over your Facebook.
Anyways.
And that just got super weird.
Yeah.
But I was going to say into a sock, but I guess.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Anyways.
What?
What?
Into a sock.
So anyways, Bernadette and I have been rewatching the anime, and she really wants to do a Team Rocket cosplay next year. Right. But she wants to do it gender-bent, so that she's Jesse and I'm... Or she's James and I'm Jesse.
Okay.
And she would be Jamie, and it'd be Jesse with just an E instead of an IE.
Real quick, before we get this, there is a cosplay that I couldn't figure out, and I've seen it a lot, but it was the best thing I can describe is it's a blue symbol with it looks like two feathers that are crossing in a shield formation that was on the back of their jacket that they were in. It was like a tan leather jacket. Do you know what that's from? I've seen it a lot, and I
pull it up.
I don't know if I can find it though. Well, it's because I can't. Yeah. I don't know what it's from. I can't.
Is it Pokemon related? Or
I don't know if it. I don't think it's Pokemon related. I was just thinking cosplay in general. I don't know if it's a video game or if it's an anime thing or if it was
feathers in a shield.
Well, it's like in a shield. It's. I'll draw it out real quick. It kind of looks like that. I'll find it somewhere.
Bless you.
But anyways, continue with the
Pokemon Go. Yes. So Nick,
that's
what?
Kevin.
That is Kevin.
I'm Nick.
Anyways, what was I thinking? Oh, yeah. So you were pointing out all the health benefits, and I have a couple of tech-related cool things.
What are your tech-related cool things?
Well, Pokemon Go is just recently beat the Twitter as the most downloaded app on the Google Play Store and on the iTunes Store.
And it beat Tinder a little while ago.
It beat Tinder a little while ago.
It's
it is more popular than porn. Right now.
No shit.
Yeah. But more important, but bigger than that, over the weekend it was released, Nintendo's stock went up $9 billion.
But did you... Yep. You don't have to pay for the app, do you?
Nope. No, you don't.
You can pay for items.
Yeah.
And they're making some pretty good scratch off of that.
10 of those dollars might be mine.
Yep, I spent about 15.
Oh, really?
Crystal spent about 20 and then accidentally bought like 850 incense or something like that.
Actually, that's not a terrible choice, although I would have gone with Lucky Eggs.
I think she bought like 25 on accident, but either way, she spent like almost all of her money on incense accidentally, and she was pretty annoyed. I'm like, why?
I mean, why?
Use them.
Yeah, you know what you can do with that? Sit in your fucking house and just spam Pokemon.
Yeah. Especially because we live in both by a wooded area and a little pond, so we get some pretty good pulls. I get a Dratini almost every morning.
Did you find it?
Oh, this thing. I totally lied. I had it upside down.
Wow. What? Yeah.
Wings of
that
Freedom.
Looks really familiar. Wings and I don't know
freedom.
What that's from.
I don't know
what
it's from.
Is that from?
It's in a totally foreign language.
Not in a language I understand.
Topus. I don't know.
What is that?
Super familiar. Almost like the.
Yeah. No, and I want to say Final Fantasy, but I know that's not right either.
Attack on Titan.
Okay.
God damn it.
Jesus.
Attack on Titan.
Something Japanese-y.
Right, and I was like, yeah.
Some Japanese.
I saw quite a few of those, and I couldn't fucking remember.
Truth be told, I ain't too good with them Japanese models.
Although, speaking of one really cool cosplay, I did see somebody dressed up from, like, The Division, which I thought was really awesome. They had their little glowy thing on their shoulder and everything.
Mike was.
Like Z? Yeah. I didn't see his, but I saw somebody else.
He had the glowy thing. He had the tack thing. He had fucking rope.
Where do you get it to glow?
There's actually a division backpack with the glowy thing.
I want it.
So Pokemon Go.
I should log back on tonight.
The division?
Yeah.
He
got his invisible motorcycle jacket on.
I did. I thought
he was trying to do a body roll.
How do motorcycles work? I don't even know.
Related video game news, I got Bernadette to start playing a video game.
Which one?
It doesn't matter. First of all, she's playing a goddamn video game.
Borderlands is which one?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Borderlands.
I saw that on her Facebook when she's like...
He messaged me about this very excited.
I saw that when she posted on her Facebook. She's like, so Borderlands is a thing. ...
So good.
Yeah.
I've never played Borderlands.
She took most of her day off and devoted it to playing
Borderlands. Girl.
I've never played Borderlands.
Still somehow cleaned up the apartment. I don't know how the fuck she did that.
Never played it.
Oh, you should. FPS.
I'm playing the Division right now, I want to play that a while.
Division is nice. Borderlands.
I'm about halfway through Doom, and I really want to finish that.
Like
the new one. New one that just came out.
I heard good things about it.
It's very good. I can't play it for long periods of time.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you guys, are either of you like the kind of player who can sit there for 8 hours and play?
Depending on what it is.
Yeah.
Some games I can, some games I can't. Like, I used to be able to very easily get lost in, like, Assassin's Creed. World of Warcraft, I can still sit down and just crush.
There's a couple
first-person shooters, I've evolved a bit. I can't sit down and just
wreck
house with those anymore. I used to be able to, just not anymore. Third-person shooters, yes. First-person, not as much. I don't know why.
Huh. Hmm.
I can, but not as long as I used to. I've discovered recently that with my vehicle crashes that I had, sitting that long like gives me really bad headaches.
I get that.
Because of my neck and my back.
I get that.
From getting rear-ended and not in a fun way.
Just learned something new about Nick today.
No, I just...
I mean...
I got in a rear-end vehicle.
You're in the
vehicle.
Shower, one finger. What?
Just stick a finger in if you're a friend. Do it if you're a pal.
What happened? Where are we?
Sorry, that's a quote from a Robin Williams.
Yes.
No, special. I know. Okay. I've seen it.
Yeah.
He's imitating Jimmy Stewart.
It was on Broadway? Was that the one?
No, it's Weapons of Self-Destruction.
Yeah.
Sadly, prophetically named.
Yeah.
Special.
Miss him.
I miss him too.
The Broadway one was funny.
Broadway was super
Broadway.
Good.
Broadway. Robin Williams on Broadway is still one of my favorite specials.
Yeah,
that one's really good too.
And have you ever gone back and watched any of the old three? Him and Billy Crystal and Whoopi Goldberg when they used to do
comic relief.
Comic reliefs.
Holy
a couple fuck! Just find them on YouTube because it's all like it's not scripted at all. It's just the three of them being just complete.
I know.
Improv.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
And then my personal favorite bit is when Robin Williams plays Billy and Whoopi's genitalia. Complete with hand motions.
Yeah.
Like he uses his hands as a puppet for the
vagina.
Vagina and the penis. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gave a short, balding Jewish man the incorrect size penis.
Right, and
his guest spot on Whose Line Is It Anyway is still one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. But he has the blonde hair from 1 Hour Photo, which kind of bugs
me.
But
don't even care.
Which
though.
Is a horrible fucking movie. Don't see it.
I disagree. I actually really like it.
I fucking hated that movie. Hated it.
Weird.
I have no opinion on it. I never saw it.
But then on the 4th of July, I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook.
He took my microphone's hat.
And we're not talking about his penis for once.
And now it's mine.
I was going to say on 4th of July, I posted a Robin Williams skit. We're from the late 70s, probably early 80s.
Early 80s.
When he was the American flag.
Yes, he's been on the American flag.
And it's.
Is funny and poignant and nice.
It's super funny and it's still very relevant and very poignant today. And I thought it was interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh, so good.
And he does prop comedy in it, which is something he never does.
Right. Yeah, no.
If you haven't seen the video, he's wearing a shirt that looks like the American flag, and one of the sleeves is the blue stars.
The original 13 colonies.
The original 13 stars representing the original 13 colonies on one sleeve. And then he rips that sleeve off and suddenly it's 50 stars on one sleeve. And it's just like mentioning that he did prop comedy and he doesn't do that.
Yeah, he's not Carrot Top. thank God.
Nobody's Carrot Top. Thank and everyone should God. Be thankful except Carrot Top.
All right.
I think Carrot Top should want to be
the other favorite. My other favorite Robin Williams one was when he was on Actor Studio.
And he gets the little Pashmina scarf.
Oh God, yes,
and goes for 30 minutes on that.
Yes, oh, so funny. But just hearing his stories.
Have you seen this?
inside the Actor's Studio when he was on that show. Remember that TV show with?
Oh yeah, I remember
James Lipton.
Yeah. He was on that show. Very good.
And James Lipton asks him a question of where does all this improv come from? How do you do that? And he just goes, well, and he improvs for like 5 minutes and then sees this woman in the audience and he's like, can I have your scarf? And then and then riffs for 25 minutes using just this pink scarf. At one point, he puts on the scarf and goes, hello, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Welcome to the first openly gay Sabbath service. Why is this night different from all other nights? Because we are going to dance.
We have to watch this later.
What?
I'm going to have to watch this
later.
Yeah,
you should watch this later.
It's on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube.
You're on YouTube.
I will be on YouTube soon. Actually, we are on YouTube. From Fest. Yeah. Which, by the way, do you realize, I've already said this to Kevin, 1 month we'll be at Fest.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. We're like bitching about it already.
A little bit, yeah.
And please, to the audience, don't misinterpret what we're saying. We love what we do. It's just we don't like being out in the fucking hot sun with the dust and the
weather that really pisses me off.
And for me, because I'm the manager of our particular stage show, it's a lot of work that I have to go through in the interim. Like, once I'm there, I'll be fine. But that last month crunch really sucks for me because I have to deal with a particular person who I'm not terribly fond of.
You mean our boss? You mean...
No.
The person who shall not be named?
No.
People listen to this show and they know that person.
The person that shall not be named.
Yes.
We'll call them Voldemort.
I still wish I could remember the name of that girl who came up to me when it was raining that day and I was wearing my white shirt. And I got a little see-through and she's like, this is a family show.
This was my year, wasn't
it? No, that was 2014.
Oh, was that 2014? Okay.
Yeah, it was 20. I couldn't remember.
I think
that was that rainy year where like every Sunday it fucking rained.
No.
Maybe. You sure? No. Was it the year before that?
I thought it was my year.
Maybe.
I thought it was my first year.
Okay.
Because I think it was the third year.
Your third year?
So I think it was 2012.
Okay. 2013.
No, because I was there. I remember the lady coming up to you saying that.
My first year was 2010.
My first year was 2011.
That's right.
So 2012 was my first year.
Yes. Sorry. Okay. I remember it.
God, it's all blurred.
Anyway. Because I know that Jade and Emily were still working there part-time.
That's right.
That's how I know. Because one of them knew who it was.
Yep, that does. You're right. Okay. That was that year. I was just thinking of the 2014 year when it was just fucking raining every Sunday and we made very little money. It seemed like we made less money. Only because it was raining and less people and not because of anything we did.
And there was a particular taker that
had a
lot of
happy moments.
Yeah.
Who?
But we've also...
That was the year we instituted the I quit rule.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that year, everybody needed 15 minutes to just quit for like a minute.
I'm not going to say it was because of this person, but...
It definitely was not. It was a rough year for everyone.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of this person, but thank God they helped.
Paved the way.
They paved the way. That's the word I was looking for.
But we've also, like, almost every year, with the we've had just one taker who was...
With the exception of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a 100% return rate this year.
I know. I'm super excited.
Plus, Megan's coming back. Plus, so
it's like 110.
And I'm not going to lie, last year we made a shit ton of money.
Last year was a great year.
And I don't know what I did with all that money.
Remember when Hope briefly.
That was my year. Yeah, that was my year.
I remember that.
That was pretty.
If you're listening, Hope, you know you weren't great. You admitted to it freely.
Yeah.
God bless your heart.
Thanks for trying.
And then there is that one year that we still don't remember, the last show that we did with all the great jokes.
Same year.
Yeah. That was your first year.
That was my dubious. I thought that was my first year.
No.
No.
Oh. No, because that was, no. No, it was me and you.
It was his first year.
My first year.
It was his first year, and it was the last show of the day, and we were all...
Last show of the season.
Year.
Yeah.
Last
we just went off the cuff.
And we just pulled it out of the yard.
Three of us.
We found magic that day.
That's such a mythical show.
It really is at this point.
We've hit that point where it's like,
girl, I think you mean Hercules.
Hercules.
That was all right. Now that was the moment where we realized the three of us were all funny together. And by funny together, I mean I would sit there and throw in the occasional joke and let the two of you work.
Mm. It's fair and accurate. Just kidding, Rob. You're funny looking.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't realize it was third grade.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you're a poop head.
Speaking of funny like lines like that, recently at the White Bear Avenue Parade, there was a candidate trying to run for some seat in some political office somewhere, but she supports legalizing marijuana. And so the people that were passing out like her little stickers that had like marijuana leaves on them, and they're like, free weed stickers. And of course, it was funny, and I was like, that's clever.
I will take your weed sticker.
I would love for marijuana to be legalized just because I want to see the collective like mental stall of all of the stoners trying to find something else to talk about at the same time.
Well, look what's happening in Colorado. It's actually failing miserably. It's doing very poorly. They thought it would be bringing a lot of money and a lot of revenue, and actually it's not. It's not bringing as much money as
I thought it was.
I thought it was, too.
No.
I heard it was.
No. It might have at first, but now it's not, and now a lot of people are, like, overstoning and getting stoned way too much and way too often, and I have to find an article. I have to read about it, but somebody was just telling me about this, but I want to find an article
I'd like to know your source, too.
Yeah, if it's from, like, The Guardian, then fuck off.
No.
The Guardian.
I read from Credible. Usually, like, Huffington Post or...
Hit or miss.
Also, anything with any sort of political leaning in the title of the website, I usually just kind of go, bias.
That's why, like, much like Kevin Spacey in The Negotiator, I read multiple sources and
draw
my own conclusion from multiple sources.
Well, any website that says new liberal media or new
conservative. No, I try to take them from credible, like scientific, hopefully a scientific, like that fucking I Love Science on Facebook or...
Yeah, they're not even terribly.
They're not, anymore. But their sources are a lot more credible than.
Yeah.
Like I said, I pull from multiple sources and then form my own conclusion.
Okay.
Based on information that I see.
Well, that's fair, and that's good, and I'm glad to hear that. It's just
I'm not going
to
quote one source and be like, "This is what this is the truth," because this place said it.
Oh my god! I have to show you guys some a thing. That will change.
We don't want to see your penis.
Are you talking to the audience right now? Because I don't think you can show them anything.
No, I mean YouTube.
We don't want to see your penis.
It's very selfish of you to talk directly to us and not our audience during our podcast.
I enjoyed that you couldn't get through that. I was just thinking of other nerdy things that I've done this week, and I think this is nerdy, although not everyone does because it's exercise. I went paintballing yesterday.
Oh, fun.
I've not paintballed in a long time.
We should go paintballing.
The three of... Oh, that would be amazing and terrifying, because I feel like Nick would be awesome.
Oh, he would crush us.
Nick would crush, but I feel like
I have to get my paintball.
You or I would be kind of a wild card, because we'd just not give a fuck.
I have to get my paintball gun fixed before I went. A little plastic thing that so my balls don't shoot crooked.
Also,
you're welcome. You're welcome, America.
Right, back to the Pokemon Go thing for a second.
Balls.
The amount of time I've heard Bernadette say balls and my cock was nowhere near her mouth, amazing.
Well, the fact that she could say balls with your cock in her mouth is...
It's why I'm with her. Come on.
Isn't that a tiny penis? Anyways.
Paintballing.
Paintballing.
I went paintballing for my brother's bachelor party.
How was it? I've done bachelor party paintball. It's kind
of
fun.
Bachelor party paintball's fun. It was just a small group of us, just six of us.
Sure.
It was a small three-on-three style matches.
Okay. You didn't do like the... You go on the day that like groups are there just playing, and then you play on one team, and then you play against little kids, and they totally whoop your ass.
I would have loved to. That did not happen. So this was at...
I have a good paintball story after you're done talking. Keep going.
Yeah, so this was at Splat Tag in Hudson, Wisconsin.
Okay, yeah.
Great course. They have 22 courses, and they don't sponsor us, obviously. But Maybe they should. But I still will tell people that these guys are excellent. Watch out for Alex, the 14-year-old ref. He is a feisty little asshole. he's firm but fair as a judge. And for 14, it's really kind of hard to take him serious.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I know you shouldn't, but at the same time, you can't help
like,
but.
Like, it's a weird dichotomy of, like, you're wearing the ref's jersey, but you also look like I could have fathered you.
But you also look like I want to shoot you.
Right.
With a paintball gun.
Not like... with a gun.
Right. Anyways, so it was just a 3-on-3 thing. There's a course out there called the Tower Course. Have you played it, Splat Tag?
I've only seen photos.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a course called the Tower Course, which is very self-descriptive. It's one base at one side, one base at the other, little bunkers and things in the middle, and then in the very center, there's a tower, a two-story tower that you can go inside and then climb to the top, and you've got an excellent sniper position.
Hmm.
And it is one of my favorite courses because I enjoy the sniper role in video games and in paintball.
Elevated positions.
I would like to challenge the counterintuitiveness of calling any two-story anything a tower.
That's fair, but it's shaped like an old castle tower.
Oh, okay.
Like a turret style tower. Yeah. Hmm. It's fashioned in the way of a tower.
Can you use paintball grenades out there? Because I'd just blow you up with a grenade.
Yes. They sell paintball grenades. They also sell smoke bombs, which are really, really
smoke cool. Bomb!
like a little tiny.
No, not like the cute little fire.
No, I know what you mean.
Like the actual canisters.
Yeah.
Which are great.
They're fun.
Canisters. Yeah.
Can I bring flashbangs? Because that'd be fun.
That sounds cheap.
cheap in the sense of inexpensive, or cheap in the sense of
cheap as in you're cheating
and you're a dick.
Yeah.
Noob.
Yeah. You say noob, I say tactical.
Exactly. Except when that motherfucker shoots you with a rocket launcher, that's fucking noob tubing.
So, anyways, I've been shifting around my chair a lot today for a very, very important reason.
Because you have to pee?
No.
Because I do.
Okay.
Because your butt hurts?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why are you shifting around your chair?
Pelted at close range in the butt by a paintball?
By my brother's future father-in-law.
I love it.
Right in the bunghole?
No. On the cheek.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still nice and welty. I'll show you guys when we're done here.
That's awesome. I really want to see Rob's butt.
It's not... Like, it's more sort of on the side.
Hip. Okay. I was going to say, and I haven't played...
It's not a Bad Boys, too. Someone shot you in the ass?
Damn! Someone shot you in the ass?
Who shot you in the ass? You did. I shot you in the ass? I mean, I was doing a lot of shooting
but...
I could have shot you in the ass.
But damn!
That somebody shot you in the ass!
The line is, that who be you, Mike?
That who be you, Mike? That's true.
I'm sorry, I quote Bad Boys 2 quite a lot.
I have a fascinating love-hate relationship with the Bad Boys movies.
Yes, really? I do too.
I love them. I love them.
I do
too. They're Michael Bay, so I feel compelled to hate them, but I can't.
I'm in the same boat as you. I love them, but they're Michael Bay films. I feel like I shouldn't.
Tia Leone in the first one, Gabriel Union in the second one. Oh, Gabriel looking all fun.
And shooting shit. And
I was doing a lot of shooting.
Doing a lot of shooting, Mike. Damn.
So sad. What's so sad? I said all that and all you heard was titties.
You're supposed to be going to therapy, Mike, not doing your therapist. Ooh, sad pop.
But anyways.
If we're done quoting Bad Boys.
I was just going to say that I haven't played in a paid area in a long time because a buddy of mine, Scott, his friend lives out in Hudson, Wisconsin, and Baldwin.
I actually played this course.
No, you haven't because it's on private property. He lives in Baldwin. I'm sorry, he lives in Baldwin, Wisconsin.
Yes.
No, because it's in the middle of his farmland.
I know one of the cousins of the owner.
Yes. This isn't a course. This is a
no. I know it's a. It's like a homemade course. Like it's like there's some like two pallets and stuff set up.
No.
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 Oh, okay.
Something different. Anyways, he lives out in he lives out in Baldwin, and he's got some farmland, and it's a pretty big, like, it's farmland, and in the middle of farmland is like this forest, this little forest area, and that's where we play. And so I've played out there for years, and we play one game in the spring, one in the fall. And I haven't played in quite a long time.
So it's natural cover versus...
Yes.
Love it.
And there's some things that are... they have some things out there that are kind of there for barricades, but not much. It's a lot of... And depending on the season, if you're playing in the spring or fall, it's going to change the dynamic of the game.
Cool.
Because of the foliage change and
foliage.
That too. Foliage. But my funny paintball story real quick is I was at a bachelor party playing paintball. And we were playing against like the group of like little kids, right? And so a bunch of adults and a bunch of little kids, and we're all shooting and blah blah blah. And there's one game we were just getting kind of our butts kicked, and my buddy David is in front of me, and we're kind of on a hill, and he's kind of in front of me, and I'm kind of up elevated a little bit, and he turns back to me, he's like, "We're not going to make it, are we?" And just at that time, a red paintball hits him in the neck, and the sunlight is just right, and it like splatters, and like, whoa! And it was like a movie. It was like, yes, it was like this scene right out of a movie, and I'm like,
"You're going to be okay, Johnny, speak to me, Johnny."
I felt bad because he got shot in the neck, but I couldn't stop laughing.
And then the little 10-year-old came running up behind you and went, pa, 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 pa.
No, I pelted the shit out of the kid that shot him, but it was funny
good
as fuck.
For you.
That was revenge kill.
Oh, it was just so, it was like so perfectly timed and everything was just right. It was just like,
and to be fair, that is one of my favorite things about paintball is those really awkward bruises you get.
Yeah. I've had a buddy get shot in the nuts once, too, and that was funny, too.
Oh, for some reason, headshots were a thing yesterday.
That's why I own a cup.
Right?
My cousin had a super, super ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding solution to that.
Socks?
T-shirt.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which I also did. Actually, I had a scarf in the car, so I used a scarf.
For the neck?
No, in my junk.
Oh,
yeah, no, not a t-shirt for balls and
I've done
for
that
balls and wieners.
No,
for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Right. Because I have heard and seen horror stories of getting pelted in the wang dang dong,
in the wang dang dingly dong, in the swing schwang.
Ooh, you touch my tra la la, my ding dang dong. Yeah, bringing that back from like middle school.
Have you never heard that song?
Oh my god, I got something to show you later, and it's not my ding dang dong.
I can't believe you've never heard that song.
No. You touched my swing schwang.
Like the last time I actually went paintballing at this course, one of the guys we were playing with got slapped right in the who's it's.
Kevin's looking for something. What are you looking for, Kevin?
A charger.
You have a real charger for a real phone?
No, I only have iPhone. Sorry.
Oh god.
Well, we're going to end here shortly anyway, so... Yeah, don't plug it into the computer this time.
Yeah.
Right? I learned my lesson.
There should be a...
Did you?
There's a plug-in over there. There's, or
anyways,
right there.
So...
paintball.
So, yeah, no, we used, like, t-shirts and socks and fucking skirts.
I've actually never worn a cup playing paintball.
It's restrictive, is why... Which
it
is why
restricts my movements, yeah, and it's hard
it
to...
restricts the movement.
Yeah.
See, I wore a cup while doing burlesque, so I learned how to move in those quite well.
Oh,
if you can dance
right
while wearing
yep
a cup, you can
good
do anything while wearing a cup.
Right, and mine comes with, like, soccer. I was just talking to somebody about this earlier when I played soccer, which I know you all hate soccer, but I like it. Never.
I do admit, in one show, I had gotten down to a thong, and I did the full side-to-side splits, and I was wearing the cup, and I swear...
Mm, froggy eyes.
Point, I swear at one point, one ball just kind of went, whoop, but apparently not, so we were good.
He tried to peek out.
He tried to hello. Hey, ladies.
A little Kermit the Frog.
He wanted to see the world. And the world wanted to
hello
see him.
Mr. Bucket, balls go into my top of Mr. Bucket. Out of my mouth they will pop a Mr. Bucket. Buckets of fun. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
I know what's wrong with me. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm so tired.
Well, I was in Willy Wonka and I played Mr. Bucket, so that kind of became my unofficial
shit
theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
That's unfortunate.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't played paintball in a long time. But I do love me some good paintball, except my mask fogs up now, so I have to either get a new mask or a new lens or
okay, so
or a fan.
If you're familiar with paintball, you're familiar with surrender rules.
Yes. I have a good story about that too. Keep going.
Kevin, do you understand what surrender rules are?
No.
You can
okay, so within 10, 20 feet, depending on the course.
Or 5 feet or whatever
or
it is.
5 feet or whatever. If you are within 10 to 20 feet of someone and you've got them pegged, you can shoot them right there. Instead of shooting them, you can say surrender or hit, hit, hit. We use the hit, hit, hit rule. And the other person is then honor bound to give up. If they shoot you, they're a dick and they're out.
Really? See, the surrender rule we always play with is you can surrender or you can choose to shoot back, but if you're not fast around the trigger, then you're fucked.
Right. Well, yes.
And the story that I have is actually based on that rule, because there used to be an indoor course in Egan. It used to be called like Splat Ball or something like that. I don't know. But it was an indoor course. It was kind of cool. And we used to play there a lot. And my buddy Austin and I were on opposite teams. And he was literally on one side of the wall, and I was on the other side of the wall. And it was just, you know, straight up like three-quarter ply walls.
Right.
And there's this little mouth hole at the bottom. And I know he's right there. So I stick the barrel of my gun through that hole, and apparently he doesn't see it. I'm like, you better fucking surrender. He's like, I'm not going to surrender. I'm like, surrender, I'm going to shoot you. He's like, I'm not going to surrender. I'm like, all right. Pop, 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 pop. Shot him like 5 times, like inches from his leg. I gave him the option.
No, and that's fair. But anyway, so yesterday we were playing last game on the tower course. For those that don't know me, I'm slim but not terribly athletic, and I smoke like a chimney.
So running's not your thing.
Running is not my thing.
But yet you bike all over Minneapolis.
I bike all over Minneapolis, and I do sports like paintball and you know, running things.
Although, I don't know. I used to know a kid back in high school that could run like a 5K in like 14 minutes, and he was a fucking chain smoker. And in fact, after he ran one, he literally, I gave him a cigarette and he smoked it. Like, it was nothing for him.
Sounds fucking awful. That's the worst idea.
His name was Barrett, and we used to call him Barrett the Ferret. But continue.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, anyways.
Only because it rhymed.
So I was playing yesterday and running up this hill. So we're playing on the tower course, and my brother and his two future in-laws are on the same team. And then it's my dad and my cousin, who is the most experienced paintballer out of all of us and was just kicking ass because he didn't give no shits and was unafraid of getting hit. So I'm sitting in the tower, and all three of them are practically lined up in the bunker, and my brother pops his head out. And I just plug like 5 shots at him, and like 3 of them hit him right in the mask, and he goes out and walks away. I'm like, all right, cool. Now, the thing about his in-laws, for whatever reason, they were just sitting there, bunkered down. They just did not want to move. They're camping like trolls.
Campers.
Yeah, God, campers. Of course, they don't understand that reference. Neither of them are big video game players, which is weird, but that's okay. So
sometimes you do have to camp, though.
So finally, after, like,
I'm a sniper. Camping's my thing.
I enjoy being a sniper too. That's why I like that tower course, because I can sit there and snipe people, and I'll have someone sit at the stairs and shoot anyone who decides to try and come up. And
I'm that idiot that snipers love, because once I get hit by a sniper, I'm like, I'm determined to fucking kill that sniper, and I will not stop until I kill him. So they'll kill me like 20 times, and I don't give a shit. That one kill that I get on them is way more satisfactory.
I immediately ejaculate.
Pretty much. Because usually it's a pretty spectacular kill, like a grenade or... Anyways, keep going, sorry.
Anyways, so after about 2 minutes of this, I call down to my cousin who's sitting underneath the tower next to me. And I'm just like, let's just move in. And so we just start plugging away at this, at the bunker. And suddenly he gets pinned down. And I just... But for whatever reason, they didn't see me walking straight towards them. I understand. I just walked. I literally just walked up the hill, just plugging away at the bunker, just shooting the bunker, and then by shot 9 or 10, suddenly I'm just firing air. And I'm like, fuck it, I've got to keep up the charade here. And so
a la Wyatt Earp in the river.
Just laying down quote-unquote cover fire, and I come up behind the bunker, and I look at both of them, and I go, hit, 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 hit. And they're like, I guess we're done. And they just put their guns up. I'm like, thank God you surrendered. I've been out for the last 20 rounds.
But sometimes it's just doing ballsy things like that people just, they don't know how to react. They're like, oh, and they get all jittery, and then the nerves start going, because here you are walking towards them, and they're getting shot at, and they don't know what to do. Yeah, paintball's fun.
I love paintball. I think it's a lot of... We should go paintballing.
We should. I saw The Purge this week.
The Purge. Anyone.
So that was good. until next time, folks.
How was it?
How was the Purge?
The anarchy one or the one where...
This is election year.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what it was.
I like them all. I think you would like it.
I don't know that I would.
I feel like you would like the main dude, though. Like, I feel like you'd really like him.
I feel like the movie would drive me insane.
It's...
The concept is... I'm like...
The concept is hilarious. But, like, they're fun movies to watch. Like, if you're in the mood for something a little visceral and kind of fucked up, but still...
I think it's on HBO. Side,
you know, to watch them.
All right. Maybe
The first one takes place... just in a house. It's very much a survival, you know, someone's in the house kind of thriller. The second one takes place on the streets, and it's very much like almost like apocalyptic survival
thriller.
Oh, sure. And the third one is a little bit of a mixture of the two with a political drama.
If I watch the third one, do I have to watch the first two?
Yes, they are directly connected. There's 18 years between the first one and the third one, and the second one takes place somewhere in the middle.
I don't want to watch all three of them, though.
Okay.
I'll watch all three of them.
They're worth it?
They are. They're fun to watch. They really are. Just because it's like watching...
Well, I laugh at it at inappropriate moments because I tend to do that in some movies.
And that's certainly something you'll do, but it's...
Like 13 hours. I laughed at most of... Probably people in the theater thought we were crazy. I
still can't believe that's
Jim. I know, but he's so good.
Jim from...
The Office.
The Office, okay. Yes. He's so good in that movie. So
it's weird seeing him bearded and super buff, and
but he's,
my brain can't...
13 Hours to Benghazi.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still haven't
he's
seen
He's so
it.
Good in that movie.
So good.
Anyway. So The Purge, I'll watch The Purge.
Yeah. I like them. And I have kind of a... With my friend Ray, we saw the first one in theaters, and we went to see the second one, and it's kind of become our thing, so... If they keep making them, we'll keep going to see them.
They're fun.
They're fun.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
And something else I'm going to post on...
Are they really fucked up?
Of course they are.
Super fucked up. Just it's a little bit of a... like, people go kind of Mad Max crazy in it.
Nice.
And they come up with super messed up ways to kill people. Like, there are booby traps, and people are looting and murdering, obviously. But, like, there are those who don't... Who just want to kill. They don't want to actually try for it, so... it's a very unimportant scene, so I don't mind divulging it to you. But the two main characters are running, and he sees the trap, and he stops the girl and acts, you know, very old timey RPG.
Pin the pendulum.
And you can tell
the
guys
pin a pendulum.
Kind of young nerds, like it flew by their face, and they stopped. He's like, all right, 1, 2, 3, and go. And so they get ahead of it, and the guys who clearly set up and said, hey, nice work. Guess I didn't get you. Have a good purge. Like they didn't want to try. They just want their little their little thing
to
work.
Their little pendulum type thing going.
They want their little nerd gadget to work once, and if it does,
and it had. It was bloody, and there were people had obviously been picked off. But you know, they're just basically going for the if I get him, I get him. If I don't, good on them.
Right.
earned it.
Yeah.
Speaking of movie trailers, I'm gonna post this on our thing, and we'll probably talk about it next time because we're kind of running late. The Star Wars Rogue One behind the scenes, there's kind of a little film clip they put up.
They put up like within the last day or two. Yeah. I've been meaning to watch it. I just haven't had time. Right.
Well, I'll post it on the. We'll talk about it next time because, like I said, we're running late, and I think next time will be a big movie. We'll talk about a lot of movies like Ghostbusters Did we talk about Ninja Turtles? We already talked about Ninja Turtles.
We haven't.
We
haven't
seen it yet.
Well, fucking go see it. What's wrong with you two?
Theaters? Jesus.
Yes.
I feel like it came out and then there wasn't a whole lot of fanfare after that.
That's because it wasn't all that awesome.
Okay.
I mean, it was awesome for me and probably will be awesome for you, but I mean, just in general, public wasn't
so
awesome.
So what, for next time we have to watch Ghostbusters?
Ninja Turtles. Something else. We'll figure it out.
Something's coming out real soon.
Suicide Squad?
No, that's August 5th.
August 5th. Okay. Yeah.
We'll figure it out, but it'll be.
I know there's something else coming.
Oh, there's something else that has come out
then
that.
And now. No, there is.
Anyways.
I don't know what it is though.
But anyways, so yeah, check that out.
The new Star Trek.
Is that Yeah.
The new Star Trek will be out by then.
Yeah.
New Star Trek.
That's right. Because it comes out next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. So this has been Best Threesome Ever. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin.
And again, thanks to all the new viewers and listeners we have out there.
I love you.
We love you. And check out Geek by Numbers both on Facebook and online
and
the website.
Geekbynumbers.com.
And we'll post that in the links below. Laser penis.
Bad. You go 9.
Views held here by the nerds of Best Threesome Ever do not necessarily reflect the views of men everywhere.